Welcome to Cloud Talk Radio, where listeners hear from business leaders about relevant topics from marketing to cash flow management. Tune in every week with hosts Robert J. Chandler and Keith Enix and stay engaged with a growing audience of like-minded entrepreneurs. Learn critical business skills and get answers to questions that help you manage better businesses. Cloud Talk Radio, your business resource in the internet age.
Hello, Cloud Talk listeners. Welcome to the show today. This is Keith Enix, and today we're going to be talking about how to use social media marketing to generate leads. This is going to be our new marketing manager segment. If you're listening to Cloud Talk Radio for the first time and haven't heard any of our past episodes, be sure to check those out. We're interviewing industry leaders who talk about cash flow management, managing your business, how to do marketing. And you can find all those interviews at cloudtalkradio.com. If you have any questions, go ahead and ask us at questions@cloudtalkradio.com, or you can go ahead and tweet at us at Twitter at cloudtalkradio. Well, today we're going to start off by discussing some of the latest in technology news out there. There's a lot going on in the cloud, and one of those things that's going on is security and IT. One of the first articles I looked at today was how fear and self-preservation are driving a cyber arms race. Sounds like an interesting title. The Silicon Valley businesses are pouring more money into internet security than companies have ever before. And here's an example why. A man was fired from his job in Minneapolis, Minnesota last May. He inadvertently touched off a boom in Silicon Valley. His name was Greg Steinefel, and he was a 35-year veteran of Target and its CEO. He was shown the door after hackers infiltrated the retailer's computer systems, stealing 70 million shoppers' information and 40 million credit and debit card numbers. Turned out the hack might have been prevented had the company not ignored warnings from its own security systems. I guess IT is a little important. And then you have another one in December when Amy Pascal, one of the most powerful women in Hollywood, was fired from her jobs, she was heading up Sony Pictures, you might have remembered, after hackers exposed thousands of financial documents, emails, and the film studio's inner secrets. That's a big bummer. And, of course, you probably know the hack captured the world's attention and even captured the attention of the President of the United States. And so she was shown the door. So kind of a big deal. There's a lot of new things happening in the cloud, and one of those things is the importance of keeping your business secure, which means that cloud technologies and security are just going to become more and more important. Now people who have big experience, 35 years at Target, Greg was over there as the CEO, and he was shown the door because of probably some Chinese or North Korean hackers getting into Target and stealing those credit card numbers. So have a good relationship with your IT company. Next, in the news, you may have watched the recent Mayweather fight, and maybe you went over and paid for that. You paid $100 to HBO for that fight, and if you did, I'm sorry. But the real winner of that fight was Periscope. Who is Periscope? Well, Periscope's a new service. They use Twitter's broadcasting tool, which allowed for the netizens of the internet to watch that entire show for free, no $100 fee. So Periscope is the true winner. Go ahead and check it out. Very interesting technology. They use Twitter's Periscope tool for live broadcasting, and so you can watch those pay-per-view shows for free. Another interesting technology change is Google entering the mobile phone marketplace. Perhaps you've heard of this as rumors, but I had. But it is becoming true. Google is going to be offering their Project Fi wireless service. And their goal is to offer wireless to users for $20 a month. It's interesting how this is going to work, actually. They are going to be renting out Wi-Fi hotspots. So I'm not quite sure how this is going to work, but they're going to be renting everybody's Wi-Fi hotspot by making contracts with, of course, internet service providers, ISPs, and taking that, using that as part of your mobile bandwidth, which does make sense. It's kind of weird at the same time, but they will be using the Wi-Fi hotspots, and then they will be making arrangements with all of the cellular networks to use their towers when they cannot get access to any sort of Wi-Fi hotspot. So kind of interesting how Google is going to be doing that. So some of the latest news, technology. Speaking of technology, if you are interested in technology, you should be at CloudFest 2015 in San Diego, which is hosted by Cloud9 Real Time. That is going to be at the Paradise Point Resort. And there's going to be a lot going on, and we're going to be talking a little bit about that on our commercial break coming up. And when we come back, I'm going to be discussing a new marketing management segment about how to use social media marketing to generate leads. So stick around. We'll be right back.
Dust off your concert t-shirts. CloudFest 2015 is coming to San Diego from August 12th to August 14th. At the beautiful Paradise Point Resort, the only place where 12 CPE, 4 educational tracks, nationally known speakers, and the chance to win $5,000 hit the stage for 3 days. CloudFest is a rock festival-inspired educational event where you can obtain the skills to improve your business. Additionally, meet the faces behind the scenes at the Cloud9 Real-Time team. Register now to be part of the band and take your business to the next level. Just go to www.cloudfest2015.com. That's cloudfest2015.com.
Welcome back to Cloud Talk Radio. If you're just listening in, we just covered our technology spotlight, including CloudFest of 2015 in August. We hope to see you there. Today we're going to be covering our new marketing manager segment, in which I'll be discussing using social media marketing to generate leads. Do you use social media for your business? That's a big topic. There's a lot of hype about this topic. When people think of internet marketing, often I find that the first thing that they think about is, well, first, I have a website, and second, I have a Facebook page. Well, social media marketing is important depending upon your perception of it. I can tell you this right now, Facebook marketing is not creating a Facebook page, asking all your friends to like it, and then posting a update about using your services. But yet, that's how so many business owners are using it. There's a better way to use it, and there's a way to actually generate leads from it. I'm going to be talking about that today. If you have any questions during the segment, you can go ahead and tweet at me at Cloud Talk Radio, or you can email me at questions@cloudtalkradio.com, and I'll get those questions answered for you. So, you've heard your friends talking about social media and business. Maybe you've created your Facebook page already, and maybe you've asked all your friends to like it. Well, maybe you've been able to track some leads from your social media activities. That's difficult to do, but if you have, it can happen, especially within an accounting business. Any sort of business that is more of a close relationship that you're trying to develop with not necessarily tons of customers or clients, but with a few customers and clients. Let's just say as an accountant, you're a smaller practice, you have 20 to 100 clients somewhere in there, and you are wanting to utilize social media. Well, this is actually a really good tool for you to utilize social media, because you can keep top of mind awareness through helpful updates, and not just industry specific to accounting, but more business specific things that will help business owners. And today we're going to be talking about that. If you've never gotten a lead from social media and you've been working your Facebook page, that can be downright frustrating. And I'm sure for a lot of you out there who've been through that, you feel like giving up. And that's all right. And that just happens. And today I just want to be talking more about how you can utilize that to build top-of-mind awareness. And while Facebook might not be the direct contact that is bringing you leads, it's going to be a cog in that wheel of leads coming to your business, and you'll be able to see that through tracking. So let's go ahead and talk about some of the benefits of social media. If you look at social media in 2014, 74% of internet users in the United States use one or more social networking sites. 72% of business-to-consumer marketers have acquired a customer through Facebook. That's some pretty staggering results there. 72% of business-to-consumer marketers have acquired a customer through Facebook. Social media is not a place to meet and talk to friends and family anymore. Actually, social media is a place to connect people digitally, and it is the preference place for businesses to connect to potential and current customers. Although social media marketers struggle with lead generation and ROI on social media, if used correctly, social media marketing can be a very beneficial inbound marketing strategy for your business. So we're going to cover six different tips, and I might segue into some other things that I ran into from just some other articles that I thought were good points to kind of bring across for you. But we're going to be covering these main 6 points brought to you by Fannett.com. If you go there, you can see our article of how to use social media marketing to generate leads for your business. I'll go ahead and link it down below for you guys so you can follow along. Well, the first thing you need to do is you need to know your audience, and you need to give them what they want. Here's the thing. People don't want to be bombarded by advertisements and sales pitches. That's what we would call outbound marketing. It's really important to know your audience and your followers, and that what you're putting out there is what they want to see. It could be an educational ebook, could be a white paper, sales-based coupons, promotions. It could just be a how's your day on a poll, and how are things going in the world, you know, just general. You need to think broader. I mean, your target market is not just thinking about your business. Your target market, if you want to engage them with your brand, you have to get them to think about your brand in their daily life. And here's a great example. You know, when you guys know those fridge magnets. How many of you have a fridge magnet from a business on your door? And maybe even somebody you don't necessarily use all the time. Maybe it's a plumber, you know. You maybe use them once every couple of years, but they gave you a cool magnet. And that magnet just sits on your fridge. Now, every time you see that magnet, or every time you go to your fridge, you're not necessarily see that magnet directly, but maybe it's out of the corner of your eye, and their brand's just kind of there. It's not like you're looking at, hey, call now, you know, need a plumber every time, you know, you get into your fridge. But the brand is there. And you keep it on your fridge because it's useful, right? It keeps up that that kid's drawing or that pretty picture from, you know, the high school pictures that you did for your kids, or, you know, the latest wedding coming up, you know, it's summertime. We got a lot of weddings. I know we have a picture of somebody's wedding coming up soon. So, you know, you keep that magnet there because it's useful. And I think that's a really easy example. All of us have experienced the magnet principle of how you utilize social media. It needs to be useful. Just the fact that you're inserting your brand in that usefulness is going to help keep people top of mind. And so you need to know your audience. Now, going back a little bit, you remember I mentioned the typical process of, you know, starting your Facebook page and then asking all your friends to like it. Well, that's actually not a good idea, because not all your friends are really your target market. Now, you could be a business that's B2C and literally all your friends are your target market. But if you're a B2B business, like an accountant, you know, you really just want to focus on getting people to like your page who also have other businesses. Because here's the thing, when you put out information about accounting, those people who don't have their own business don't care, you know, and you help out your friends with their taxes and such. But generally speaking, you're going to be really wanting to focus on that target market, that audience who actually cares about the types of things that you do. You're going to get a whole lot better results out of the messages you put out there if that's the case. Obviously, a plumber, everybody's a target market for that. So that magnet on the fridge works. But you need to make sure and know your audience. Well, two, the second point is to become the expert. Become the expert or go-to person in your field or industry. That sets you apart from your competition. How do you do that? Well, you need to have a blog that coincides with your website. We like to use WordPress over here at Fanit. And that blog should answer current problems, questions. Think about the pain points your customers are facing, and then share your expertise to help them out. And the thing is, followers of your blog, your potential customers, they want to see specific information, and they want it to be easy to find. Sometimes you'll go out there and you'll see a how-to article or a self-help article on a project or something you're trying to accomplish, and it's not specific. It's just very general, and at the very end there's a call to action of, hey, you know, if you need this service, call us right now. Well, that doesn't work. You need something that's very specific to the point. You're going to keep people's attention. You're going to provide something that's useful to them. Here's what happens. Most of the time when you show somebody how to do it all, they go through the whole process and they realize how tough it is. And then they hire an expert to do it. And they hire you because they know you're the expert who can do a good job. So make sure that you are the go-to person, you are the expert. A lot of times what you'll find, because you have to think about your buyer's journey, right, when you're thinking about content. Your buyer's journey, there's people who are at the top of the funnel, and they are the one of those types of personas would be the do-it-yourselfers, right? And they're going to look at article content, and sure, you know, you're going to get people who probably read through it and do it themselves. But what have you done? You just inserted your brand into helping them fix a pain point in their life. How do you think they're going to feel about your brand? How do you think they're going to feel when they are asked if they know a good company that can do that specific service? Well, they're going to probably refer you because you were the one who helped them on that. On a more practical perspective, a lot of business owners think, well, I don't want to do how-tos or self-help because then people will do that as opposed to using my service. Well, the reality is, like I said before, most people read the how-tos and they realize how tough it is, and then they actually utilize your service. So be the expert, help people out, help them solve their pain points, and that is going to help your brand. That's going to help people feel good about your business and want to use you. You need to choose the right channels. Hey, Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn, and Google+, and Pinterest even, and YouTube. These are great channels, but not all of them are the best. If you're a B2B company, you need to be focused on LinkedIn hard. LinkedIn and Facebook and Google+ are good. Google+ is good for pushing your content out. So in being the how-to and being the expert, Google+ is a fantastic resource for that. I have not seen any leads come in from Google+. The only leads I've seen come in from Google are through their search engines, but have seen leads come in from LinkedIn and Facebook. I've never seen a lead come in from Twitter, but Twitter is a great way, just like Google+, to get your message out and connect uniquely with people. So each one has a different use. You need to determine which channels you want to focus on if you're a B2C or a B2B business. Of course, that goes back to the previous point, know your audience. Create those buyer personas, figure out where they're at on social media channels, and then send them the right messages, connect with them, use Twitter to tweet at them, to send out their messages, to help them out. Use Facebook to stay up to date. You know, so many people use their Facebooks as their news feed. So, you know, be a part of their news feed. Same with LinkedIn. LinkedIn is the business news feed. So what's the latest and greatest going on in that? And also just a great connection device for you to connect with business owners and meet them on a deeper level than Twitter and get to know them. So your audience will span across multiple channels, and each channel communicates differently depending upon the audience. So depending upon how you want to communicate, you should use that channel to communicate with them in the way that they would expect with that channel. 4, sales pitches. Should you sales pitch all the time with social media? You got to think of the cocktail party rule. The cocktail party rule is you don't go to a cocktail party and just talk about yourself. You want to be the person that's engaging everybody else. Who's the coolest people at a cocktail party? It's the people that are 80% focused on everybody else and maybe 20% they focus on themselves. So it's, you might hear that too, the 80-20 rule. The social media cocktail party rule is also another way to say that. You want to be helpful. You want to be engaging. You know, people want to feel like you're relevant. So yes, in that case, you will talk about yourself. But you build rapport. I mean, this is just classic sales. You build rapport by getting other people to talk about themselves. So you want to be engaged in other people's lives. And that will build the rapport so that when you talk about yourself a very little bit, then they'll want to listen to you. All right, well, rule number 5, timing is key. The content a business shares is extremely important, but providing the right content at the right time is key to lead generation. So when you're pushing content out, be aware of the sales cycle of your readers. You could be utilizing a social media to do that, but you really should have an email capture with your social media following so you can start segmenting out who has read your emails in the past, who has not, all that kind of stuff. That way you can get some analytic data behind how people are engaging. And you need to make sure that you're measuring with Facebook as well, which is the next step. You need to follow all the previous tips, but if you aren't measuring that success, you'll never know if the time and effort put into your social media was really worthwhile. So here's some of the tools you can use. You can use, of course, Facebook to analyze. You guys know LinkedIn has some pretty cool jazzed up tools for you as well. You can get a deeper analytics with LinkedIn though if you actually pay for your profile. And if you're serious about B2B type connections, that is a really good idea. Of course, Google Analytics is really the base. Google Analytics gives a lot of data. You can see who's actually coming to your articles on your website from Google Analytics reading. If you've set up the right call to actions on your website, you'll be able to track which call to actions have been downloaded and who read those. And then you can run those email marketing campaigns from a tool like MailChimp that's free to get even more data on how people are responding to your content. Well, social media is one of the best ways to interact with your customers. If you use it effectively, you're going to increase that brand awareness, your web traffic, and leads. So the goal is, first, remember the 80-20 principle, that cocktail rule. You want to listen to your customers. You want to ask them questions, and that's going to enable you to then take the content that's going to help meet those pain points and just insert your brand into it. Don't go in and just start talking about everybody's pain points. Nobody wants to be told what they're feeling or what they should be doing. That's what everybody else does. You can listen and then be helpful, and that's going to make all the difference in the world. It's going to make you seem relevant, and they're going to want to share that content with others when they have a problem. The interesting thing about this whole entire methodology of social media is, if you do social media right, you're going to get actually a lot of SEO benefit out of it. Because good content that's shared, that's going to meet people's pain points, that's going to be able to, that adheres to a lot of the ranking factors that Google's looking for in SEO. So there's a lot of other aspects about SEO which makes it a very different type of style. But if you're just starting out in business and you're wanting to do internet marketing, this is a fantastic way to think about your internet marketing. Think about the pain points of your target market, Use the 80-20 principle. Market to them with great content. Look at the data. Figure out which type of content is working better for them. Measure that success, and you should have fun with your marketing and with your target market, and you should be able to generate leads for your business through social media and your website. Well, I hope you've enjoyed this new Marketing Manager segment on how to use social media to generate leads for your business. Remember, if you have any questions, go ahead and tweet at me or ask me at questions@cloudtalkradio.com. We are here every single Tuesday at 10 o'clock a.m. We're either doing an interview with a great industry leader, or I talk about different news in the technology industry, everything that's going on in the cloud and where things are going in the future, so you can stay up to date and where to take your business and how to get to the next level. This is Keith Enix. We're looking forward to seeing you guys next week. Keep your business growing and your tools in the cloud. See you guys next week.
Thanks so much for listening to Cloud Talk Radio with your hosts, Robert J. Chandler and Keith Enix. Want to listen to past shows and stay up to date on new ones? Check them out online, cloudtalkradio.com. We'll see you next time.